I learned this word recently. I learned limerence.
Girl, stop.
And I realized that's like the only way I exist when it comes to crushes. Like, yeah. It's always limerence.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't want that. I actually don't want someone I like that much. Because if it's going to be limerence, I just want it to be someone that's like, you're cool. And I was like, oh, this is why all of my crushes are unstable. Exactly. Like, because I've been living in limerence.
Exactly, yeah.
Bronx made, Bronx made, Bronx made, Bronx made, Bronx made.
Hey, que lo que? Welcome to Casa Confessions, a place where young bosses and creatives confess
funny and harsh truths about their come up. My name is Alani Santigua, and I'm so excited to have you guys here again for episode 12 at this point. Woo, we made it to episode 12. And yeah, today we're going to talk about a whole bunch of things. But before we get into what we're going to talk about, make sure to give a follow to the podcast Instagram at Casa Confessions Podcast. Make sure to follow us on Spotify, Apple Music, Apple Podcasts, yeah, or wherever you guys listen to your podcast. And please leave a like and subscribe to this video. I'm super excited to be here for you guys again. Okay, today I really wanted to talk about love and relationships. And I was like, what's better than speaking to someone who delves into this topic within their music? So I got an up-and-coming singer and overall artist that I'm so excited to speak with today. And yeah, we're gonna get into it. Today's a different episode. If you guys noticed, the setup is a little bit different. I have a few questions about love and deep stuff. And honestly, it's blind. I don't know what the questions are. I have Sam. Sam is someone new to the podcast team. Helped me pick out questions. So we're just gonna go into it blind and answer deep, juicy questions about love. So hopefully you can get to know a little bit more about me. So, and there we go. Yes. Oh, you're downstairs? Okay. Zavi, Zaviera, come on in.
Hello, you guys. Thank you so much for having me.
Yes, that was quicker than expected.
It was.
You made it up here so fast. It's insane.
I'm so proud of that.
I'm so excited to have you here. I'm someone that gives everyone nicknames, so as you noticed, I called you Zavi when you were walking in. But Zaviera, we're gonna stick with Zaviera.
Yes.
And please introduce yourself to the audience. Let them know where they can find you, what you do, and maybe plug your socials, everything.
Yeah. So what's up, you guys? My name is Zaviera. I'm an artist from Reading, Pennsylvania. You can find me on all platforms at Zaviera XOX. So that's XAVIERAXOX. And yeah, I'm super excited to be here.
Yay! We're gonna loosen us up. We're gonna get comfortable. As you see, you have your kombucha.
Yes.
We're not sponsored.
Kombucha.
Yes. Yes.
Not yet.
You love kombucha.
I do. Oh my gosh. And this is my favorite. Wait, can you see? My favorite brand and flavor.
Listen, if we can get sponsored, that would be great. What flavor is that?
It's guava.
Guava.
Yeah, shout out to Sam for getting this for me.
I love guava. Yeah, you guys gotta meet Sam one day.
Yes.
But we're not gonna throw her in front of the camera today because, you know, that'd be awkward. But yes, and then aside from answering deep and juicy questions, we have a whole bunch of snacks. Mm-hmm. So you have a very specific diet.
A little bit.
We talk about your diet and food preferences?
Yeah, so I prefer to live a healthy lifestyle, hence my kombucha. And I just really like to eat foods that are like paleo-based and refined sugar-free because it just makes me feel good and energized and healthy. And so the crew here were so nice and kind to get me some paleo snacks, and I'm really excited.
Yeah. So we're gonna get into answering questions about love from deep to juicy and everything in between. So go ahead.
Okay. All right, so the first one, what would you tell your 15-year-old self about love? So I think for me, when I was 15, I was discovering my love for pop music, but also like EDM trap. And that led me to Lady Gaga's album called Art Pop, which was really a defiant moment for me when in my teens. And that's when I kind of really fell in love with her. And I know that one of her messages, I guess, that I was coming across was how important it is to go after your dreams instead of getting super caught up in a relationship. So I think that I would tell my 15-year-old self to stick with that mentality, because I think it's so rewarding and like beneficial, especially as a young woman.
I love that. And it's interesting that Art Pop was a significant album for you, because I feel that like that was a switch for her artist wise.
Totally. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you feel that that album inspired your music, or like how did it inspire you exactly?
Yeah. I think that really was when I, like I said, fell in love with EDM trap and those kind of sonic elements. And it's funny because the public at the time wasn't really like, they didn't connect to that album that much. But I felt so drawn to it, and so I really think it comes in my sound, like comes up in my sound a lot more today. So
awesome. Yeah. That's really cool. And Taylor Swift, you mentioned Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
I feel like they're such different but similar artists.
Yeah.
Lady Gaga and Taylor Swift. Mm-hmm. They're similar in the sense that they're both pop icons.
Yeah.
But they approach it so differently. Okay. Have you ever faked an orgasm? Woo! Of course I get that question. Have I ever faked an orgasm? Yes. I honestly feel like that happens a lot with girls. I think it happens most of the time. I feel like, in my opinion, and stats prove that to be true.
No, yeah.
Because
statistically, yes.
A lot of the times, if it's not working and you're vocalizing to your partner that it's not working, or whatever they're doing isn't pleasurable for you and they're not responding, you just want to get it over with. So that means if you have to be an actress, if you have to be Meryl Streep, you know, just to get out of that space and just have them leave or have them stop immediately, sometimes you have to fake a little bit.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
Yeah, but I've heard that this is very contradicting, and it hurts. It hurts other women down the line, but we all do it. So I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes you really just have to be an actress, like you said. Like, it just has to happen sometimes, and it's fine.
You have to be an actress. I feel that, especially with men and women, we communicate so differently.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And sometimes you're saying how you feel and they don't hear it that way.
Right.
I don't know what the disconnect is.
Yeah.
But that also means that, you know, that's probably a reflection of the partners you're picking. You know, you want a partner that you can communicate with.
Uh-huh.
However, it's a lot of our experiences, though. Sometimes you're speaking to a man, you're telling him something, and you tell him, no, I don't like this. He hears, yes, I do. Like, I don't know where the disconnect is, but
something needs to be done there.
Okay. So I'm gonna try something. These are no cheese cheesiness. They're like kind of like cheese puffs, but this is part of Xavier's paleo diet.
Yes.
So I'm excited to try.
So good, you guys.
Do you wanna have a bite? Mm-hmm. And I'm happy because I'm non-dairy. So this works for me. Okay, this is my first time trying this, but you've tried it before. Let me see. Okay.
What are your thoughts?
Listen, I can't eat dairy, so it's like whenever something is cheesy, I'm gonna take whatever I can get.
Right.
I would definitely snack on this. There is, maybe it's the grain freeness. There's like a,
like an aftertaste?
Yes. Or like, but I don't know what it is.
Right.
What's the ingredient?
I know that the cheese.
There's tapioca.
Cheese. Yeah.
Oh, it's cassava. Okay.
Oh, cassava. Okay.
They use cassava flour.
That's like almost like a potato, right?
Cassava. It's a root vegetable.
Or am I getting confused with yuca? I don't know.
Cassava is yuca.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
The more you know.
Yeah. So there's sweet potato powder, garlic. I like that I could read all of the ingredients in this.
Right? Oh my God, that's something else I look forward to.
And I understand it. Mm-hmm. And it says serving size, one serving is 130 calories, so.
I usually eat the whole bag, I'm not gonna lie, but.
Yeah, but I mean, I would have this. I wouldn't say someone that likes regular, like other brands of cheese puffs would appreciate this though.
I could see that. And I've had that experience with my friends. They're like, ew, what is this?
You're like, here, have some cheese puffs. And you're like, but I think I was prepared for a different taste. Mm-hmm. But I would definitely snack with that. I love having, I guess, healthier snacks that I can eat a lot of at home. Mm-hmm. I also work from home when I'm not doing this.
Yeah.
So if I want to just snack on something, I want it to be hopefully not the worst thing for me.
Yeah. Well, it's good. I'm so glad you like it, because I love, like, I love when people, like,
yeah,
just yeah, slay.
I'm also pretty like open to yeah. like different things. I say that, but then I'll probably be like, no, I'm not having that. I'm pretty open though.
Okay, okay. I love that.
Your turn to pick another question.
Okay, Zaviera has a song called Make Me Stay. What is the one thing that will make you not stay?
Ooh, that was such a good question for you too.
Okay. So yeah, this is a great question. I think that when someone is really like needy and mm-hmm. like clingy and emotionally demanding, I think that's one thing that I'm like, I need to leave like right now.
Yeah. Emotionally demanding. That's yeah. a no.
No, yeah. It's a lot.
I don't like that either. Have you had that experience before?
Yes, I have.
Tell us about it.
Well, I think that honestly, when I wrote the song Make Me Stay, I think that I was in a situation where I felt like I was being bombarded with lots of emotions constantly. And so I was just like, you know, the song kind of stems from like a place of like prove yourself to me kind of thing. And so yeah, that's how I wrote that song. And I was like just feeling like I wanted some, maybe like wanting something new, something different, like yeah. So yeah.
That's awesome. I love how you said you wrote the song Make Me Stay. Mm-hmm. So you write your music, do you write all of it?
Definitely. Yeah, definitely. I think that mm-hmm. if I didn't, like, I mean writing is like so important to me, so
yeah. What got you into writing?
I think honestly my love for Taylor Swift.
Wow, that's yeah. so good. I feel like Taylor would cry after hearing somebody say that.
I mean, I just I take so much inspo from her, like how authentic she is and like yeah. how real. So
I love that. Yeah. Okay, mm-hmm. let me pick up a card. Picking this up. Okay. Create a playlist of 3 to 5 songs that describe your love life right now. That's a good one.
I love that one.
Okay. My love life right now is non-existent.
It's cricket.
So it's going to be very, this is cool. It's going to be a creative playlist. Okay. My first song would have to be Tummy Hurts by Renee Rapp featuring Coco Jones. I love that one.
Amazing.
My next one would probably be, Love Me Jeje by Tems. So that's like Afrobeats. I love Tems. It's a newer song that she dropped. And I saw an interview where she was describing what that meant. So Love Me Jeje. Jeje means like softly. Mm-hmm. So it's like be gentle when you love me. Like love me little by little. Love me softly. And I'm not in a relationship right now. But as I start dating soon and as I'm pursuing that, hopefully that happening for me soon, I want like a real like soft, gentle love. Mm-hmm. I don't want something like, I think some people crave like a firestorm, like just a love.
Like a trauma bond.
Yeah. Some people just want like a whirlwind romance. But a whirlwind romance to me sounds stressful. I have anxiety. Uh-huh. It sounds like a lot. It sounds like surgery, like something that's going to like change my life.
Yeah.
Like flip it 180. And I'm not, too much. I have no desire for that. Some people want that though. Don't you feel like that's what people want?
Okay, like, yeah.
Like, in a positive way. Like, they want someone to come and, like, sweep them off their feet.
Oh, is what I'm trying to say. Honestly, I was thinking that you meant it more in, like, a negative way.
I'm thinking maybe that's the way it came. That's fair.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the way it came off because that's the way I feel like that is.
Right.
But, like, some people want, like, someone to, yeah, like, sweep them off their feet. Like, in a year from now, my life will be transformed. I want to, like, move and get engaged and, like, be pregnant in 2 seconds. Like, I want a whole, I want a transformative love.
Right.
I think that's what a lot of girls want. Like, they want to become, they want to meet a man and, like, become rich and, like, be, like, taken off into a palace somewhere and, like, a whole journey.
Right.
For me, I want it to be, like, really soft, really slow, like, just a nice friend.
I was just going to say, like, a friend. Like,
yeah, like, know, a friend.
Like, a best friend type vibe.
You're, like a best friend type vibe. Some people might
best
hate that.
I know, best friend type.
Not friend zone, just, like, coming in slowly.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing that's gonna,
like, shake up your life.
Yes, and nothing that's gonna raise my cortisol levels too high. I'm just really into being, like, balanced and at peace,
like, in your feminine energy.
Yes, yeah. I don't want to be, like, I don't want that, like, stressful energy of, like, oh my gosh, where is he. I don't want jealousy to be triggered too much. I don't even want it to be, like, obsession. I don't want to feel I learned this word recently. I learned limerence.
Girl, stop.
And I realized that's, like, the only way I exist when it comes to crushes. Like, it's always limerence.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't want that. I actually don't want someone I like that much. Because if it's going to be limerence, I just want it to be someone that's like, you're cool.
Yeah. No, that's so funny that you say that because I actually have a song called Limerence.
And I definitely saw that. So let's talk about limerence and what inspired that song. Because that is something that I felt for the longest. Mm-hmm. I discovered the definition for that recently. Mm-hmm. And I definitely Googled it when I saw the name of your song.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, this is why all of my crushes are unstable.
Exactly.
Like, because I've been living in limerence.
Exactly, yeah. I think that has been the state of my life for the longest. And like you said, I've been living in limerence.
Yeah.
And it actually is quite unhealthy, but, you know, it's just, it's the way I live, I guess. But I mean, I think that's why I write from such a state of, like, having crushes and and being very dreamy and, like, about things when it's all really in my head.
Can we explain what limerence is to the audience, just in case they don't know?
Yeah, so limerence is a state of infatuation when you get just totally swept off your feet by the idea of someone. It's mainly the idea of someone. It's not actually who they are. So that's the plot twist there.
And that's important to know because a lot of people think they have crushes and it's really limerence.
Yeah.
Insane. Okay, so I only got to 2 songs. I just realized. So I did Tummy Hurts is the playlist to describe my love life. It's number one on the playlist to describe my love life right now. Love Me Zhezhe because I want someone to love me slowly, come into my life. You don't need to sweep me off my feet.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would say the third one. Ooh. This is hard.
Ooh, I love Saturn Versus.
I have so many. Yeah, I have so many good songs. Okay. So many choices because there's so many good songs that are out right now. I would say the third one, I'm going to say Nasty Girl, Tinashe. I love that song. Song of the freaking summer. Song of the year. I think that song deserves a Grammy. Like, you know this emoji right here? Like, the song is
Chef's
exquisite.
Kiss. Chef's kiss.
Bon appetit. Mm-hmm. Like, she put her foot in that.
Yeah.
And one thing about Tinashe, but yeah, last song, Nasty. And the reason it's nasty is because, you know, sometimes you just want to be a nasty girl.
Sometimes you just want to have fun.
Sometimes you just want to be a nasty girl. Yeah. And I'm so, that's actually so not me. I'm so not the just want to have fun type of girl. But Tinashe puts me in that mood.
Yeah, right.
It's like, sometimes you just want to be a nasty girl.
But, like, sometimes you can, like, have fun with your girlies and, like, go out and dance.
Yes. And that's that what kind I'm saying. Of fun. I think a nasty girl is, like, it has different definitions for different people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, for me, it'll literally just be, like, going out, dancing with a guy, giving him my number and then never responding again.
Ooh, I like that.
I love that.
I love that.
I love to do that. That's so Alanis coded. Like, love to do that.
Slay.
Yes. Tinashe, I like her. And you know why I relate to her a lot? I feel like, you know, how do I describe it?
I love Tinashe too.
She like, I don't know if that's the right way to say it. Like, she puts out a lot of like filler songs, I think.
Like what do you mean?
Like, this has been her first hit in a while.
Yeah.
But when she puts out a hit, it is like, it consumes you.
Right.
Like, everyone remembers Two-On.
Two-On
was like on repeat, I think, for like 8 months. Like, it was just playing on the radio constantly.
Yeah.
And I respect that. Because I think I identify with that artistic creative process.
Right.
Sometimes you just gotta like flush things out of your system.
Yeah.
And it may not hit, but then it took all those songs or it took all those experiences.
Totally.
And like that knowledge that you've built through those experiences to then drop one song and you're like in the pocket and you connect with everyone.
Yeah.
And I think I'm like that as a creative. You know, not every podcast episode is going to hit. Not every idea is going to be a good idea.
It's a journey.
But it's a journey. Mm-hmm. Then it takes like that collection of ideas and experiences for you to just drop something. And it's like, boom, it's your time.
Exactly. Yeah.
And I'm so happy she's having her time right
now. Me too. Oh my God. I love her. And that's actually so funny that you say that she has filler songs. Because I love the stuff she was coming out with before.
Some people love filler. That's the thing. It's like those songs maybe they're not filler songs. I don't know if that was a good word to use, but it's like they won't appeal to the masses. But yeah, like I'm sure she has her core fan base, right, that like love those songs. Mm-hmm. And they were necessary.
Right. Totally.
But I just thought it was a cool nasty, like it made me just think about her whole career, and then it made me reflect on me as a creative. Mm-hmm. And like, she's been around for so long, like she deserves to be here.
Exactly.
And this isn't her first hit.
Mm-hmm.
This is like, she's done it before, she's doing it now, and it almost proves that she can do it again.
Yeah.
And if the song that comes after this isn't really meeting this, you know, height of song, that's fine, because we know that she has the secret sauce.
Exactly.
And she can do it. Mm-hmm. Again. I love
her.
Yeah. Okay. Pulling out another savory snack. Ooh. We have the first puff. Damn. I don't know if I should rate it. Would you rate that one?
Girl, 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10?
10 out of 10.
You're lying.
Oh my God, literally not.
Okay, I'm not going to say 10 out of 10. I would say this is something that I'm going to snack for. Like, I'm going to want the other brand,
yeah,
but I'm gonna reach for this because it's healthier and it's in my house and I feel like I can eat more of this.
Mm-hmm.
So say 6 out of 10.
Okay,
but it's edible, like I'm gonna eat it.
Oh my gosh, she said it's edible.
Okay, Himalayan pink salt.
Yes. All right, thank you. Which one do you like better?
This one's more like plain.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
I like both of them, but this one takes it for me.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Just if you want a nice little salty, or it's very lightly salty.
Yeah.
The flavor's kind of bland.
All right. What is the most unhinged thing you've done for love? Oh my gosh. Girl, I don't know. For love, this is tea. I don't know if I've ever really been in love, so I don't know if I can answer that question.
That's fair. I don't think I've been in love either. We've both just been in limerence.
Literally.
If you want some more chocolate before we try our other chocolate here.
Thank you.
Have our milk chocolate gems.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't think, love, I don't think I've been in love either.
Yeah, I mean, unhinged, thing I've done. I mean, okay, well, I'll write songs about, you know, whatever. And sometimes I write something shady. So I think that's unhinged, but it wasn't necessarily in the name of love.
Yeah, you know, it would be super shady if you, like, play it for them.
I definitely have, but he didn't know.
He didn't know. Yes. Didn't know. Extra shady. Love a shady queen.
Mm-hmm.
Love a shady queen. Definitely Taylor Swift coded. We can tell who inspires you. Okay, so we'll go speed round with the questions. Definitely pick it up.
All right. What's an unpopular take you have about sex? That one I'm going to skip.
You're going to skip? You're a skip? That's the only skip you get.
That's fine.
Okay. Okay, so she's not sharing her unpopular take about sex. I wonder what it was then.
Well, you'll never know.
That was juicy. Okay. What gives you the ick? Oh my gosh, so many things give me the ick. Literally so many things give me the ick. That's so crazy. What gives me the ick? I would say
What doesn't give you the ick?
Like, what honestly, doesn't give me the
ick? Like, that should be the real question.
What gives me the ick? I would say men.
Yeah. Right.
Men give me the ick.
Right.
Like, I feel like men that, no, you know what gives me the ick? I feel like men talk a lot of game, and like men like present themselves with their representative when you get to know them. But I think like behind closed doors, or at least in the bedroom, like they're all the same.
Yeah, that's kind of why, like, I honestly, like, not to go back to like my song, but that's why I wrote Make Me Stay, because I'm just like, okay, like,
what's the man that's gonna make me stay?
Yeah, exactly.
Where is he?
Exactly. Where is he at? Like, I don't know. We don't know. All He's right. nowhere to be found. What's your toxic trait? I think that for me, it's just getting really in my head about my crushes and just having lots of crushes. That's my toxic trait.
You know, it's like we have to give ourselves something to live for.
Right.
Okay, so we'll bring out another snack. Here we have dark chocolate gems. Ooh. Go for it.
Oh my god, thank you.
And I'll pick up a question. Try it. How is it?
Yeah.
What do you rate it out of 10?
I like how it's like, this is gonna sound weird, but like it's really soft. It's like creamy. That's a better word. Not soft.
It's very creamy. Mm-hmm. And I love dark chocolate.
Me too. I say 10 out of 10. I'm rating them so high.
I would say like 8.5 or 9 out of 10. Okay. It's really good.
It is good.
I always love leaving room for like improvement, you know?
Right.
But 8.5 or 9 out of 10. It's good. I like dark chocolate, but me I know too. That's more like a grown woman taste palette. Okay. Let me answer my question. If you could magically make the perfect partner appear, what would they be like? The perfect partner would be, they would add to my life. Mm-hmm. So they would bring, you know, more resources, more people, fun people. I think I want someone to come in with a lot of energy. So, cause I can be kind of like boring and like a homebody. I think I want someone to be like fun. But not too needy, like right. Okay with distance, like just a partner that I can see like twice a week, honestly.
Okay.
I don't need to see you more than that. Just someone like really like fulfilled on their own, but like they want me. They want to be around me, but not smother me.
Yeah.
That's simple. I'm just a girl.
We're just two girls.
We're just two girls.
Exactly.
Have you ever done anything wild in public with your partner? This is my question.
Oh my God.
Have I ever done anything wild in public with my partner? Honestly, I think something everyone has done, if you've gone to the movies when you're younger, if you know, you know. You know, the little calm finger action in the movie theater.
Okay.
I think everyone knows. If I ever have a kid and she's going on a date to the movie theater, like, I'll probably be one of those moms, like, you think I don't know that you're planning on getting fingered? Because right. I know. Because okay. I know what you're planning on doing. We all know. I wasn't born yesterday. Okay, your turn. Well, grab your card. Let's try the snack first, though, before you answer. So we're at Milk Chocolate Gems. And
ooh. I love the color of the bag.
It's so cute. Nice. It matches with our aesthetic.
Yeah, it's
you first. Try. Okay, me first. Let's see. Is this one of the ones that you tried?
I believe so. Okay. I feel like maybe they changed the packaging, like, because I don't think that when I had it, it was like this.
Okay. Mm. They all taste slightly healthier than their brand name alternatives.
Like M&M's.
But not bad. I'm honestly not that picky. Like, I would snack on this. Like, if you're telling me this is healthier and I can eat more of it, I'm going to snack on it.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What's your question?
Oh, okay. So, what's something you would want to do differently in your next relationship? That's a really good question. I think that I just would want... I really just, you know, want someone that I can really... be super comfortable around and just be myself and be for them to be like my best friend. And yeah, that's really it, to be honest.
Isn't that so good when you can just be free and comfortable around someone?
Yeah. And also I just want space too.
Yeah. Space. It's so underrated.
It is.
What do you rate this snack?
Maybe like 8, 7.5.
8, 7.5. This one feels... Oh, that's the lowest you've rated something. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I think so. You've given everything like a 10 out of 10.
Yeah, because I was an idiot and I did 10 out of 10 for these. But like, I mean, they're good. I just feel like...
Cause I'll rate this one higher.
Yeah, because this one has like different ingredients.
This one feels more fun.
Like, look at all those...
There's dye, right?
Yeah. Well... It's turmeric, beet juice, spirulina extract. Like, that's all, like, good stuff. But...
I like this one better. This one feels, like, more indulgent.
Right, yeah, yeah.
But I do like dark chocolate as well. They're different vibes. Like, I think I would eat this for, like, an Easter snack.
Mm-hmm. It's definitely... The packaging is giving Easter.
Okay, my last question. And I haven't skipped yet. Ooh. I definitely have the option to skip this, but let's see if I do.
Let's see what it is.
Do you believe in situationships? Have you ever been in one before? Have I? Yeah. I feel like we're in the era of situationships.
Yeah, definitely.
I've only been in one proper relationship and maybe like 2 to 3 other situationships or like, I don't know. I feel like another word for it is just a fling.
Yeah.
Like something that comes and goes. And the question is, do you believe in them? I guess I do believe in them. I think we have a word for them now, but they probably always existed. Like, what do you do when you're not in the place to have a relationship, but you want a little
boo thing.
Company, a little boo thing. Yeah, we've called them different things.
Yeah.
My boo, my, I don't know, whatever. But yeah, it's just like that in-between space. Like, we're not in the space to commit to each other, but everyone just wants, like, love.
Yeah.
I think this generation, we're very, like, touch-starved. Post-COVID, we have to be so cautious of, you know, physicality and all of that. And
Right. Yeah,
we just want someone that we can do relationship things with, even though we both know we're not in the place to have a relationship. Mm-hmm. So I think situationships just happen by default.
Yeah. And I think the one thing too about like the generation now is that they're super aware of their past and like their traumas and stuff, so they know what kind of affection and like stuff like that, like you were talking about, like that they want. So yeah, I think that's cool too.
Yeah, well, we're done with our cards.
Yay!
Super exciting. These were really, really good and really, really fun questions.
yeah
I love them. Feel free to have more snacks. Awesome. And yeah, I loved speaking with you. Do you want to remind people about your socials that you plugged in the beginning? And this would be a good time to plug any projects that you want people to look at.
Yeah. So thank you so much for having me, first
of all.
I loved being here and talking to you. So yeah, you guys can find me on all platforms at XaviraXOX. So it's XaviraXOX. And go check out my new single, Where He Goes, on all streaming platforms. And yeah,
we're not gonna go right now, but yes, make sure to check out Xaviera in all streaming platforms. Super excited. Super excited for everything you have coming.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. Awesome.
Thank you so much.
I do have a few other questions for you before we go, just to get to know you a little bit more. So when it comes to your music, I noticed that you kind of do a fusion of different genres.
Yeah.
Sam, the girl who's helping me with the podcast, she mentioned it's like bedroom pop. Uh-huh. I thought it was like R&B. It was giving like The Weeknd a little bit, maybe a little bit of Lana Del Rey.
Yeah.
It was just giving like moody. What are your thoughts on genres?
I think that I definitely do genre blend. I think that when I first started making music, it was, I was definitely more in that, like, the weekend space, like that moody kind of R&B vibe.
Yeah.
I think right now where I'm at, I'm kind of switching over to something that's more dance, like more danceable and more like a club vibe that I just, it just feels super authentic to me. And but I still have those R&B elements because I love harmonies and I love stacking vocals and like all that fun stuff. So I'm just like incorporating just a more dancey element to it. So that's kind of where I'm at right now.
That's awesome. Yeah. And I know you love to dance.
Yes.
And I think dancing is dope because a lot of my favorite artists are dancers.
Yeah.
And especially the new ones coming out. Like we, during our break, we were talking about Tinashe. Tinashe is a dancer.
She's amazing.
She's so dope. I think the reason they're able to make such catchy songs is because they understand the songs that you can move to.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. And same thing with Normani too. I don't know if you know, she was on Fifth Harmony and her new songs are like banging. Like they make you want to move.
Yeah.
And I just think the best artists are people that have that background in dance. How do you feel about that?
Yeah. That's something that I definitely always think of when I'm making a song. I'm like, I make it and I'm like, I want people to dance to it, you know? And so, I grew up loving dance. Mm-hmm. I never took any lessons or anything. I took like one hip hop dance lesson or dance class, like when I was very young, but like my parents didn't continue it for me and I was devastated, but I still continue to dance in my free time. And I'm also, part of my background is Middle Eastern. So I grew up around like belly dancing and stuff like that. Like a lot of like flowy, like reform movement, I guess.
Yeah.
And so that's really incorporated into my style now too. So it's a lot of like genre blending and cultural stuff too.
Hashtag foreign mommy. Love to see it. You're from all over the place. I'm Dominican.
Awesome.
Yeah. So
I
mean the I guess Caribbean
combo. Totally. Yeah.
We relate on that sense, which is awesome. Okay, so I love that you have a dance background. Love that. And I think it's something that you hear in your music. Like when someone understands movement, it transcends through their songs and like the audience hears that as well. Okay. Something that we do in all of our episodes is we have a guest share a classic confession. So that's a harsh truth that they've learned in recent years that they can use to, you know, spread a little bit of some nuggets of knowledge to our audience.
Okay.
So what's a classic confession that you have?
I think for me, something that has been very prevalent throughout the years is that conforming is always going to make you feel like you're stuck.
Mm-hmm.
Like just conforming to expectations or what people expect of you. And I think it's so important to just embody who you are and like, and just be super authentic to what you stand for.
That is a word. Oh my gosh. Can we clap it up for that? That was a freaking a word. Okay. Before we head out, I know I've been teasing the ending of this. We're going to do a song of the pod.
Cool.
So we always have guests say a song that they've been loving and we lead everyone out to that song. The only thing is YouTube will demonetize us. So we're going to end this for YouTube. And if you want to hear Zaviera's Song of the Pod, listen to us on all audio platforms. But we're going to let you go, YouTube and Facebook. And it was so great seeing you guys again.
Thank you guys so much for having me.
Of course. Please like and subscribe and make sure to follow Zaviera. You want to mention your handle again?
Yes. So you can find me on all platforms at Zaviera XOX. It's X-A-V-I-E-R-A XOX.
All right. Bye, guys. Bye. See you guys next time. Awesome. Hi, guys. Hi, podcast listeners. We're going to do one song of the pod. Give us a suggestion. Something to lead us out to.
I'm going to say Infatuation by S.U. Lewis.
Infatuation.
That's one of my go-tos. Actually, do you know Lucky Day?
I love Lucky Day.
Oh, my God. Okay, so Vibe Like This by S.U. Lewis.
Vibe Like This.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, we'll lead everyone out to it.
Let me make up for the time I miss. Been around the world, I take.
All right, catch you guys next time.
Love you guys.
Love you guys. Bye.
Like this. APO risk, girl, ain't no better time than this. G5, it ain't no flyer than this. Crocodile Birkin, I did it for Steve Irwin. Whatever it takes to get you back.